This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. More hostages will be released this weekend to Israel, AP's Lisa Dwyer reports.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office says it has received a new list of hostages to be released by Hamas, the second batch of hostages to be released by the Islamic militant group under a four-day truce. Netanyahu's office says it has notified the families whose loved ones are set for the new release. Most of the Israeli hostages released by Hamas in the first batch were said to be in good health after returning to Israel. The hostages released in that first group included 13 Israelis, 10 people from Thailand, and one from the Philippines. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Rescuers in northern India have resumed drilling to evacuate 41 construction workers from a collapsed tunnel.
As the rescue operation stretched into its 13th day, teams had drilled over 150 feet and needed to drill 40 feet more to create a passageway, according to a government spokesman. The rescue effort had been temporarily halted when the drilling machine became unstable while boring through rock debris. Haridwar Sharma, the brother of a trapped worker, told the AP, "We're all hoping they come out. Now it is not in our hands to pull them out or do anything. The administration is at it. Machinery is there. With God's blessing, we're hopeful." The rescue teams also are inserting pipes into the dugout channel and welding them together to serve as a passageway. I'm Karen Chamas.
Ireland's prime minister condemned anti-immigrant protesters who rampaged through central Dublin after three young children were stabbed, saying the rioters simply wanted to cause chaos, not protect the country's way of life. Police arrested 34 people after about 500 people looted shops at